Hey, listen up, Body Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios,
live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to the hottest show on the radio. Welcome. This is your host, Michael. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't touch that dial. You're asking, what's this all about? Well, we've been on. April will be 9 years, going on the ninth year, believe it or not. This show, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community and the visually impaired. This show is the only commercial radio show in the world for the visually impaired, blind, and the sighted community. That's right, we're heard around the world. Before we get started tonight, let me introduce you to the players tonight. That's right. To my left, the one, the only, I can't say enough for her. Can't say enough. She's so great. The bestest. The hottestest, what can I say? My co-host, my beautiful, what can I say? My wife, Lynn Golder.
Thank you, Michael. Hi, everybody. Hard to believe. First Sunday in March, here we are. Welcome to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad you're with us.
And all the way from Winter Park, Florida. That's right, all the way from Winter Park, Florida. My co-host, our co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary Sinclair, are you there?
Oh, I sure am. And I'm sure glad to be back. And if y'all would listen to last week's show, I said I'd be back today, and I am.
And in the studio, the only one who's in the studios, because we're broadcasting live from Ocoee, Florida. Winter Garden, Florida. Actually, that's right. All right, outside Orlando. Frischer, the engineer, the producer, he's pushing those hot buttons. Are you there, Frischer?
That's right. We're in the suburbs of Orlando. Let me hear you say, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
We got some hot news today from our family yesterday. That's right. We got some hot news.
Hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
fresh off the press.
Brian decided, well, he decided after many, 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 many years going with this beautiful, fabulous, tremendous girl, he finally asked her to marry her. Believe it or not.
Yay!
She's engaged now. Fabulous Iris. What else can we say, Iris? Can't wait to have you in the family with a Mrs. MRS. That's right.
Here
no
comes
more girlfriend. Now it's going to be fiance. And after fiance, it's going to be Mrs.
Right.
That's right.
Will you be my wifey?
That's right.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Welcome.
Congratulations.
Welcome to new family member.
That's right. But I'm saying he's fabulous. She's
phenomenal.
The goodest, the best. She's another fabulous woman in the Golders household because she is tremendous. Everybody was waiting for many years. Brian, when are you going to do it? Brian, when are you going to do it? He finally did it. Got her a ring. Did the whole nine yards. Lynn, what do you have to say about your future missus, your future daughter-in-law?
Oh, we're very excited. They were here Thanksgiving, and she wasn't engaged. And now the next time we see her, she'll be married, probably.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, maybe by next year, we'll have a grandbaby.
No.
Hold on. Pump your brakes a little bit now. Hold on. Pump them a little bit.
So anyway, I got a few shout-outs to do. Let's see. I'd like to give a shout-out to Angel Lopez at Lighthouse Central Florida. Angel, we appreciate you following our Facebook page and glad you're out there listening to the show. Heather May Teresa, Sandra Houston, Bridget Duffy, and Flo Walsh, and Elizabeth Alexa, and Nancy Matakonis. And speaking of Elizabeth Alexa, we're so excited. We've known Elizabeth for years now through the show. And guess what? We get to meet her in person tomorrow. We get to give her a big hug, a real hug, not a virtual hug. Right, Michael? She's going to be en route back to Pennsylvania, but we're going to meet her. Her father's going to bring us. We're going to meet at a local restaurant. And we're going to meet Liz in person with her guide dog, Nacho. So we're really, 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 really excited about that.
Excited week. Yep.
Yep.
So far.
And just Gary.
One second. I'm just getting over the trials and tribulations after Brian told us that our son is getting married. That's unbelievable. Now, what do you have to say for yourself, Gary Sinclair?
I give a shout out to my son, Wayne. I'm sure he's out there listening tonight. He usually listens. So, hello, Wayne.
Your grandchildren are getting so big, Gary.
You getting more pictures of them?
Oh, yeah. Stephanie puts a lot of pictures up of them.
Golly, you got to keep me informed of those pictures, Dan, because I can't get them, see them.
Yeah, I know. So how about you, Chris?
Well, I definitely want to give a shout out to the new family member that's getting ready to show up and show out in recent times and soon times to come, ready for a celebration. And definitely want to give a shout out to you, and definitely to you. Thank you for all that you do.
For those who driving around, listening to this fabulous show on the radio, in their car, maybe you can call in. The phone number to call in, which I love to hear from you, whether you're sighted, whether you're vision impaired or blind, love to hear from you, all you sighted folks. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680.
And speaking of that,
wait a minute, let me finish this.
It'd be nice if people call in when we have our guests on, too. Ask them questions.
Remember, folks, this is a talk show. We talk, you listen. You talk, we listen. That's right, we'll listen. Call in, 407-894-1680.
Michael, why don't you give out the rules of the trivia for the new listeners?
Well, okay, all right. I thought maybe everybody knows, but okay. For you new listeners, let me explain something to you. We have trivia, which we do 2-3 times a show. And once you win, until you win, you can call in every show. But once you do win, you have to wait 31 days. It has to go by 30 days before you can get another prize. You have to give everybody a chance to get it. So once you win, you can call in once you win, but you can't call in for trivia. You can call in and talk to us. We'd love to hear from you. But you have to wait for trivia for 31 days. That's the story. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in, 407-894-1680.
Hey, Michael.
Yep.
I got something that I want to talk to you about. And that's, when you say 407-894-1680, straighten out the O to zero, which I always say, you never hear O in the military. You hear zero. Coordinates 2450. And everything's in zeros. So that's why I always say zero.
But you know, here we go.
Bynum-o. Bynum-o Turkish Taffy.
Yeah, Gary, I remember that commercial.
What's that?
Bynum-o Turkish Taffy.
Yeah, he's right.
What?
The Bynum-o candy, the taffy. Yep. The things we grew up with.
Maybe that was before Michael's time.
You know, it was after Michael's time.
After. Yeah, he wasn't paying attention to that.
Yep.
I didn't care for it that much, to tell you the truth.
What's that, taffy?
I'm not a taffy eater, not that much.
We used to
slap, it was hard.
We used to slap those on the sidewalk to break them.
Yeah, they were hard, like a brick.
Yeah, but I tell you what, I used to remember going to fairs, and the fairs back in the days, and you'd see the guys in the tent, they'd have big hooks, and they'd sling that taffy, throw it up, pull it, swing it around like a big rope, big circle, and pull, throw back up, hoop it on over, and pull. Then they had it to where they want it, then they'd take it, set it on a table, and cut it in pieces. Spearmint, it could be chocolate, it could be vanilla.
Yeah.
All different flavors.
There was two things I used to love at all fairs, country fairs. One was the apple taffy. That was one.
Yeah.
And two, the candy apple. They call it candy apple.
The candy apple. Oh, yeah. I like that.
And then the second was my famous one, which was the candy. The cotton candy. I used to love to bump into people on purpose.
No. I didn't like cotton candy.
So I'm bumping into cotton candy.
I used to like snow cones. Yeah. I'd bite the bottom out of the cup and suck all the good flavors down through it.
You know, are listening for the first time, just so you'll know, this, we call it blind and beyond for a reason, because we're beyond blindness. We talk about everything. We don't talk politics and we don't talk religion, but everything else is fair game. So if you want to call in, 407-894-1680. Okay, Gary, is that good?
That is zero. That is good.
Good. Okay. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away.
Best Work Industries for the Blind, the largest employer of people who are blind or visually impaired in New Jersey, is dedicated to improving the quality of life for people who are blind by providing training and employment in a supportive work environment. Best Work's core competencies include textile and military apparel sewing and manufacturing, paper converting, packaging and light assembly, warehousing and distribution, kitting, document scanning, and digital imaging, and e-commerce. Best Work is a registered federal DoD contractor, ISO certified, and is committed to delivering the highest quality products and services. What was once a small, self-sustaining manufacturing agency and employment program is transitioning into a full-service social enterprise that will soon offer low-vision, assistive technology, and rehabilitative services to people who are experiencing vision loss. Learn more at www.bestworkindustries.org.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories. A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, because we're waiting for your call, 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in, because we're waiting for your call. That's what this is all about. It's a talk show. We talk, you listen, you talk, we listen. That's what the show's all about. And don't forget, we're here every Sunday night. And Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jeff Papaya. And Jeff, if you don't know, is the executive director at the Alabama Industries for the Blind. Welcome back, Jeff.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. Thank you, Michael. So glad to be here.
Well, we're glad
Jeff.
Say hi to Gary, our co-host tonight, Gary Sinclair.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing fine, Jeff. You?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
So why don't you tell everybody a little bit about your position there at the AIB? And then I know we have a guest that you're anxious to introduce tonight.
Yeah. So I certainly don't want to steal any of our guest's thunder, because she is so terrific and such a big part of Alabama Industries for the Blind. But I'll give a quick scenario. At Alabama Industries for the Blind, we are the fifth largest employer of blind people in the country, and we do a lot of different products. We specialize in manufacturing, and then we have base supply centers, which I'm going to let our guest, and once I introduce you, she can talk more because she is manager. And by the way, her name is Charissa Archield, and she is one of the managers at our Anniston Army Depot base supply centers. But I'll get into Charissa real quick. At Alabama Industries for the Blind, we employ over 200 blind people specializing in mostly manufacturing, and we do a lot of different products. We do a lot of textile products that support the military and the warfighter. So we do a lot of cut and sew for them. We have a large paper department that we make notebooks, loose leaf paper. We also have a mop department. We also do ink toner cartridges. So we're very diverse in the manufacturing side. We also have, we're headquartered in Talladega, Alabama, but we also have a manufacturing site in Birmingham, Alabama, which is a satellite facility. But that will lead us what we are also really proud of. We have 5 base supply centers that we supply a lot of office products. Some of them supply field equipment, a lot of janitorial sanitation items. And I'm going to let Charissa talk a little more about that. So again, I don't want to steal her thunder, but why we're so happy to have Charissa on board is Charissa is the Alabama Industries for the Blind, Blind Employee of the Year. Wow. And it is the first base supply center that we know of, at least in our system of 5, but in almost 150 that sister agencies have. Charissa is the manager of the Anniston Army Depot and the first blind manager at the base supply centers. So with that said, I unless there's any other questions for me, I certainly want to turn it over.
If I could interrupt for a second.
Yes. Yeah.
I want anybody out there listening to this show, if you have any questions, please call in 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Thank you.
Also, if you're looking for a job.
That's great. Yep.
In Alabama, and you would like to move to Alabama, now's the time to call up and ask either one. Teresa.
Hi.
Hello.
What? Teresa?
Cha.
Yeah, it's Teresa.
Teresa. Okay, I said it right.
Teresa.
My wife is correcting me.
No, it's with a C-H-A-R.
Teresa.
Yes.
Anyway, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm doing okay as long as my wife doesn't yell at me. She's correcting me how to pronounce your name.
Welcome, Teresa.
Welcome,
Teresa.
Whatever your name is, we welcome you.
Well, thank you so much for welcoming. I wanted to talk a little bit about my movement to Talladega and working with the Alabama Industries for the Blind. I moved here from Louisiana. I worked for Louisiana Association for the Blind. I moved to Talladega in 2021. And I flew out and interviewed, and then I was offered a position and I got hired on the tie line in textile. And what I noticed about the industry is so many people there that are visually impaired, deafblind, and with disabilities. And I just looked at it as a wonderful place of opportunity. And when I started, I was working, and then I saw other areas that I was interested in. And so I asked if I could be moved around and work at other stations, and I was told yes. So that was a big plus, and I did. And I went from the tie line to the helmet cover line, and excuse me, then I asked if I could, I spoke with HR, and I asked if I could move and shadow another position. And they said yes. And I was like, wow, this is great. They have the upward mobility program at AIDB. So it offers all employees an opportunity to move up in the company. And you just go and you learn a job that you're interested in. And if a position becomes available, you can apply for it. So I moved over into the warehouse and learned the shipping and receiving. Then I moved over to another department and learned purchasing and more extensive receiving. And then the job came open for the manager's position at the base supply center at the Anniston Army Depot. And I applied for it and I got it. And I'm just so thankful. And I'm so just so happy about a company that gives people with disabilities an opportunity to learn different trades and to move up.
You know, that's very unusual because I'll tell you this right now.
Amazing.
I, who I'm on the radio now, I guess we're on the radio, will be April will be going into our ninth year, but before that we were on the radio, plus I was in sales. And all I can tell you, I've spoken to a lot of, let's just say, sister companies around the country, around the world, that employ some, I use the word some, visually impaired blind folks, but not like what you're saying in Birmingham. Let's put it this way. Alabama Industries for the Blind is very unusual. What you're saying, what happened to you is very unusual because it's not, I mean, I know some organizations that cater to the visually impaired that hardly have any visually impaired or blind working for them. They're all sighted people.
You talk to some of the staff.
I can't mention their names. I can't mention their names. But if I mention to them other blind organizations, they don't know it. They don't know blind organizations. They don't hire blind people. And these are organizations catering to the visually impaired and blind. So I'm saying Alabama Industries for the Blind, where you're working and how they're treating you, is very, very, very unusual.
Yes, it is. And I know this. And I try to spread, you know, I try to get other employees also. I would tell them, you know, like, just ask, go into the Upward Mobility Program, ask to shadow people. And what I see is it's happening a lot. It's happening a lot at AIDB. People, and we need encouragement from one another. And when one person see it, one person doing something and they ask, like, how did you get there? It's an encouragement for them to see, like, hey, I can do this. And so that's a lot of that is going on at AIDB.
Teresa, and can you tell us a little bit about the Upward Mobility Program for people who are on the outside and don't know, like, if they were interested in working there, did they qualify to become part of that program?
Well, this is what I saw, Lynn. It's like, if you just ask, that's all I had to do was ask.
Yeah, that's true.
I went to HR and I asked, can I go over to this department if someone's not there? Can I move over there and just learn that? And they were like, yes. When people are absent from a position, normally the supervisors will, you know, move you around if you just ask. So sometimes I think we don't ask and we should. And from that, it was very positive, you know, and they talk about this Upward Mobility Program to help you. And all you're doing is shadowing a person and learning that skill. And to me, that's basically on the job training. And a lot of companies don't do on the job training anymore where people can advance, especially when you're dealing with a disability, like you said. So to have a company that gives you, you know, hope to have a better paying job to provide for your family, I think that the company is amazing. Now, I moved here. I'm on the outside looking in. And so I really look at it as amazing. You know, it has changed my life. It really
has. Where did you move from?
I moved from Louisiana.
I didn't catch it. I didn't.
Now, yes. If I said that, you'd yell at me.
Where did you move from, Teresa?
I moved from Louisiana. I worked at a baby supply center there for 11 years. And my skills from there helped me to move to this area and work at the Base Supply Center. So I'm very grateful for this company for giving me an opportunity.
See, what you proved that you're aggressive. Most people are not aggressive like you because you are persistent. I can hear it in your voice and you are aggressive.
Well, you know, I think what it takes is a person. It takes one person to see another person. Like I said, I was on the outside coming in. So I met some people there and I see what they are doing also. Sometimes people don't know that all it takes is to ask. And when they saw me doing things, they want to know, how did you get there? And then it encourages them to do the same thing. So the program is a really good program. I'm so glad they implemented it. And it's just helping people amazingly.
If I could, I'd like to add something to you, add something with you and your program, that if you could, see, I went to the Birmingham VA clinic in Birmingham for the blind. And it's a very extensive course from Lighthouse. It's much more in depth. But you have, in order for us to get our equipment, which the government provides us for nothing, all this blind equipment, it talks to us, it does all this stuff for us, we have to go through a 6-week course and have to live there at the hospital for 6 weeks. And then we're eligible to get all our benefits. But I would encourage you, if you could, to get a hold with the VA at the Birmingham Hospital and talk to those people in there, because right now they're highly ready to get out in this world and do something now because they have the confidence. And I thought that'd be a nice step for your school.
Okay.
The Alabama Industry for the Blind is very unusual. I'm telling you, I can listen and I can hear. And what she's saying, well, it's very unusual. And for those folks who would like to call up and ask questions, now's the time to do it. If you're interested in a job with Alabama Industry for the Blind, wherever you're living, Alabama Industry for the Blind could be for you. But that means you have to call up and ask. That's what she's saying. You have to call up and ask. That's what it's all about. Don't just sit there. Pick up the phone and call and ask. Is that right?
That's right.
That's correct.
Teresa, the base supply center, is that just very close to the main, I call it a campus, the AIB manufacturing area?
The base supply is at the Anniston Army Depot in Anniston.
Oh, I see. I don't know how far that is from your headquarters.
Yeah, it's about 25, 30 minutes from Talladega.
Oh, okay.
North of Talladega, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hey, Lynn and Teresa, if you don't mind, Jeff again chiming in. So we have 5 base supply centers, as I mentioned. So we are in different, we have 3 in Alabama, 2 in the state of Georgia. So if you are blind and also looking for a position, we would be more than happy to accommodate employment for somebody that is blind. Are 3 located in Alabama, as Teresa is the manager, in Anniston, which is 30 minutes from Talladega. Then we also have a base supply center in Huntsville, Alabama, at the Redstone Arsenal, and then in Moody Air Force Base. In Fort Novosel, at Fort Novosel, which is in South Alabama. And then in Georgia, we are at the Robins Air Force Base, which is about an hour from Atlanta, and then Moody Air Force Base, which is South Georgia. So again, we are always actively recruiting and want to employ people that are blind. So reach out to us, give us a call. Check us out on the web. Anything we can do to help enhance our mission and employ blind people—that's what we do best.
Yes.
The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. If you'd like to ask Jeff.
So they have positions available in Georgia and Alabama.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Remember, Alabama Industries for the Blind is very unusual organization. The company there is fabulous. If you listen to what she's saying, it's different for a visually impaired blind person, because most organizations that are catering to the visually impaired blind hire mostly sighted people. That I found out.
I have a question, Teresa, for you. You're probably very heavily involved in the computer every day, yes?
Yes, I am.
I figured as much. So your screen reader, you use a screen reader and it talks to you?
I use Zoom Text. I had my training at ABL, Affiliated Blind of Louisiana. I lived there for 8 months and I got my training there. And Yes, I use about a 5x, sometimes 6x on my computer. Yes, I'm on my computer every day.
Thank goodness for those screen reader programs.
Yes, the adaptive equipment, and that's what I also love about this company. But of course, you can go through the rehabilitation service to get equipment to help you when you have a job. And the company also will provide you with equipment, adaptive equipment, to help you to do your job.
Alrighty. Well, you're inspiration to everybody out there listening. I just wish they would pick up the phone and call. They're afraid.
Yeah.
Afraid to try something new.
That's the problem.
Yes, yeah? Don't be afraid. The thing is, and I understand, I was sighted my entire life, and I had a virus to attack my retina in 2006. So this was all new to me, and it was a new world for me. But I just kept going at it and going at it. And that's why I'm where I am by the grace of God today. But I will encourage anyone to, you know, just talk to people and just get out there and don't be afraid.
You know, what's funny?
Scary. It can be.
You know
scary.
What's funny? It's funny because if you listen to what you're saying and the people that are listening to this radio show right now are envious about you. A lot of them are envious about you, what
they
you're
think
doing.
That they can't do
and
it.
And they're thinking they can't do it. Or if they think they can do it, they're not picking up the phone to call because they're not aggressive. You know, it's the same way we say about the sighted organizations that don't hire a lot of visually impaired blind people. The same people are saying right now that are visually impaired blind listen to this radio show. They don't pick up the phone and call. They could call very easily and ask questions to Alabama Industries for the Blind. They could call and ask questions, but
there's no commitment.
That's the big problem. That's where the situation is. Yeah. Alabama Industries for the Blind won't bite you. Most they can say is call again or whatever, but who knows? They might want to talk to you. Maybe they want to hire you.
Well, I think what's going to happen is they're probably going to just contact the company and go from there, which is good too.
Yeah.
They're going to reach out to the company.
Yeah.
And all of whatever that. If way you, they do it.
If you wish to call Alabama Industries of the Blind, it's on our webpage. So if remember that our sponsor page has them on our page, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. It's all there, Alabama Industries of the Blind, all the information you need, Alabama Industries of the Blind. It's on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So any questions, Jeff?
No. Thank you for having me on. And I'm certainly just so excited to have Teresa as part of our organization and as our blind worker of the year, because she's so well deserved of this.
Congratulations, Teresa.
And
congratulations.
Terrific. We hope
we're glad to have both of you.
Again.
Yep. Okay. We're glad to have both of you.
Yeah. Well, that's really nice. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And if we don't talk to you, have a happy Easter.
Yes, to both of you.
Please, absolutely. Have a happy Easter.
Thank you all.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. Bye now.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to go to break. You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Become a valued team member at Alabama Industries for the Blind, where, for over 90 years, we have been providing valuable employment opportunities to people who are blind, deaf, deafblind, or have other disabilities. Every day, we live the idea that everyone can work and have a successful career. AIB offers pathways to financial independence through jobs with competitive pay and excellent benefits. We have a diverse workforce with a variety of jobs and skill requirements. Select the job that fits you, whether it is a manufacturing position, being a SOAR for any number of projects which support American troops, working with our valued customers, or supporting any number of other areas. There is a job that can fit your talents and ambitions. We invite you to find out more about us. Explore current job openings and apply online at www.aidb.org. Let us show you how you can be limitless.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. If you have any questions for us or you just want to call in and talk, phone number is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. We'd love to talk to you tonight.
Thank you for bringing us back, Gary. All righty, sure, Gary, would you like to do your trivia now?
Oh, I've been waiting all day to do this trivia question. It's
and
so
I don't even
easy.
Know what it is this time.
No, I surprised everybody. I didn't call, tell you nothing. No.
I told Chris it wasn't a musical trivia.
Nah, I'd call you if it's going to be musical. Anytime it's going to be musical, I'll call you.
All right.
But my question tonight, if you want to win a nice sub from Subway, you need to call 407-894-1680 and tell me who or what is the name of the brothers that invented the airplane?
That is so easy.
I hope somebody will win a sub on this. Somebody call on in. Yeah. What are the name of the brothers that invented the airplane? Oh, they got it. I'll be ringing off the hooks about the same time.
As a matter of fact, didn't our co-host Sheila go there to do the audio description for that?
Absolutely. That's what made me think of it.
Yeah. We won't give it away, but yeah, she did.
Yep, she did it. Yeah, she liked it there. She'd been there a couple times, so it wasn't her first time to be there.
So, Gary, we're looking for new callers first.
New callers first. Mm-hmm. Yes, we want to give out a sub sandwich to the first new caller to call in tonight.
$10
Subway.
Subway, yes.
$10. Come on, man. Somebody's hungry out there. I know.
Yeah. So, Gary, one of the things you and I were talking about off the air while we're waiting for a winner is that you live alone and you're blind, right?
Right.
So and I was thinking of like room to room. Maybe you could give some pointers to people how you get around. And I know one time you fell in your pool, but that was the only time, right?
Actually, out of 19 years.
3 feet from the door. I almost fell in the pool there.
19 years I've been here, and I've only fallen in it five times.
Oh, five times?
That's pretty good. Five, 19 years. 19 years. You know, you don't know how much I had to drink that day, but
But aside from the pool, why don't you pick a room and start with the room and give people some points?
Well, I'm going to tell you the first thing that I did, and Michael learned, and I taught him how to trail. He didn't know nothing. What's trailing? Trailing doing what?
Well, for those who don't know, Michael did. Yeah. He just lost his sight in 2009. Yeah.
Right. So he was very, very new to all of this. And I told him, Michael, on get around your house, you need a trail. He knows it now. I think he almost fell down. Yeah, that's what got our attention, because he almost fell down from upstairs to downstairs.
He did.
Remember?
Yep.
Yeah. And I told him, what you need to do is trail your walls. Put your fingers against the wall and follow down. There's a door opening there. Yeah, okay, there's a door. So you want to go past that? There's another room past that. Just go past the empty spot and touch the wall again. Keep trailing down. Need to follow your railings. Trail until there's an opening. Then if there's an opening there, go ahead and step to your right, and that'd be the stairs, and step on down, trail your railing all the way down to the bottom. Keep your hand in front of you. Always keep in front, not behind you, not even just beside you, in front of you. That will let you know where the railing ends. Then step on down, and you know when you're in the bottom room.
Okay. Well, you do your own laundry, don't you? Don't you, Gary? You do your own laundry?
Oh, yeah, I do my own laundry.
Start with the room that your garage, you converted into air conditioning and a laundry room and all that. Tell people how
it's actually converted into a bedroom, because the utility room actually is a closet now. In order for to make it a room by sales, if I were to sell the house, you know, that adds it on to a room, because it's got a rail in there to hang your clothes on. So it's considered a bedroom, too.
Give some people some pointers how you manage in that room.
Okay.
Before you go too far in, did you ask a trivia?
Uh-huh.
Did what?
Did I ask a trivia? Yes, I did.
You did?
Yes,
okay. Because I got three callers on the phone line. I was on the phone with somebody, and I didn't get a chance to hear the trivia. So I have Brian on the phone from Fort Lauderdale, who wants to talk to you about the blind being in the entertainment industry. Then I have Howie from Delray Beach calling in, I guess, for the trivia. And then I have Ernest from Orlando calling in for the trivia as well.
Is Ernest
a new caller? We need to take the trivias first.
Ernest said, he said he's not a new caller, but it don't ring a bell to me.
Well, then who was the first caller?
Our good friend Howie.
Howie? Okay.
Howie?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him. I got to tell him something when I talk to him.
All right. Gary, go ahead.
All right.
So, who else, Chris?
And then I have Brian on the phone line, who wanted to get in and have a conversation with you about getting into the entertainment world from a blind point of view.
We can do that after we take the trivia questions. So who's going to be up first to answer this, Chris?
Well, we got Howie. Howie on the phone line.
Okay. All right, Howie. Come on, buddy.
How is everybody? Orville and Wilbur Wright.
Oh, he even
you
has
got
the
it, Howie. You got it, Howie. You got $10 gift certificate from Subway.
Gary, you're going to start calling him Hungry Howie.
I was just going to tell him that. There is a pizza place down there called Hungry Howie's. And every time I call to order a pizza, I think you, Howie.
Well, that's correct.
It's not named after me.
What's that, Howie?
It's not named after me, Hungry Howie.
Oh, it's not named after you? Oh, okay.
Ain't you hungry?
I'm hungry, and I'm Howie. Yeah,
well,
I'm
he just
Howie.
Won. What did he win, Gary?
A $10 gift certificate for a sub at Subway.
Okay. We
thank
have
you
some
so
other
much.
Callers. You're welcome, Howie. Does Ernest
thank
want to
you,
say
Howie.
Hi?
Let's say hello, Ernest.
Yeah. Thank you, Howie. Let's go and talk to our friend Ernest from Orlando, Florida. Ernest, how you doing?
I thought he was from Fort Lauderdale.
Hey,
Ernest. That was Brian. Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they call me Ernie.
Hey, Ernie.
Hi, Ernest.
How are you?
Sorry that there was a winner before you, but it's nice to say hello.
Love to say hello to everybody who calls in.
Well, I was also thinking about the call you had on before from Alabama. I came up from Mobile, Alabama, but made me a valuable commodity when I'm a retired blind person, but I was a sales and operations manager with FedEx.
Well, if you'd like to talk to them, or do you use a computer, Ernest?
I'm getting ready to go to the VA, but so no, I have not. I have no experience. But...
Oh, well, I see Teresa's still on. She's listening. I wonder if she could hop on and give him some advice real fast.
But not if not there, I may be a valuable somebody somewhere in Orlando area.
Yeah,
and that's where I currently reside.
Well, you can always call Lighthouse Central Florida. Lighthouse Works.
They well, I did. I went there. I went to Lighthouse to the computer.
Did?
Yeah, and I ran out of eligibility, but that's when I went to the VA. Well, and they assigned me over there to the program, but while they were training me with Dave and the guy teaching me how to use the computer, my time and their money ran out. And so I found out about
Ernest, hi, Teresa. I'm glad you're listening to the show. We enjoy having you listen. Do you have some quick advice for Ernie?
Well, I didn't know if they have a rehabilitation program in that area.
Well, we do. The VA, and we have Lighthouse Central Florida.
The VA.
Yeah, so he said that it ran out. Is that what I heard him say?
Yeah, what happened was the state assigned me to Pam Jones, and she took me up the Lighthouse. And I went through the beginning program for blind people, and then they said my time was up.
I had no more
eligibility.
I understand that.
Yeah, I'm not understanding that either, because especially when you're looking for a position,
I did the resume, I went through the whole program, how to live as a blind person, teaching me how to prepare meals, and things of that nature. And
Ernie, we're going to have to move on, but can you send an email with your name and phone number?
I'm not sure I do that because I'm not married.
Well, my suggestion is to call the Lighthouse Central Florida and if they can help you.
Thanks.
All righty.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very
Good
much.
Luck.
Good luck.
Good luck.
All righty. We have a couple of minutes. We have Brian Michael from Fort Lauderdale.
Let's talk to him.
Yeah.
Hello, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
You still there, Brian, from Fort Lauderdale?
Chris, is he still there?
I think
there?
You get hung up.
We only have a couple minutes to the top.
We lost Chris and him. Yeah. Well, I'm glad he called us anyhow. Maybe we get him a lead. I hope we get him something. Yeah.
The thing is, you have to be able to write down.
He hasn't gone through enough training, I don't think, yet. I don't know. I don't know how much training he's gone through exactly.
Chris, is anybody else on the line?
Yes, I have Brian on the line, but he said...
Right, we're waiting, and we only have a couple minutes before the top of the hour.
He said, do your break at the top of the hour and want to know if he can come in at the 8 o'clock hour. Anytime in that segment.
We'll talk to him at the top of the hour during your trivia
break.
We're talking now. We can't. We're going to the top of the hour in 1 minute.
Right.
What time is it?
We're getting ready to go to the top of the hour break. But on the flip side, Tony called in, and he said... he have a trivia for you, and he said his gift card is on him for you if you can get the answer right.
We'll take Tony real fast. That's okay. Hey, Tony.
Well, no.
Tony.
He said, do you know who was the first person to die in a plane crash?
What? No.
Do I know what? What?
Morbid
question.
Do I know what?
The first person to die in a plane crash. What happened back in the... Not Amelia Earhart.
No.
I don't know.
No.
Ooh, Tony. I think you got him a little bit, Tony. I think you got him a little bit,
Boy,
Tony.
You got us.
I don't know.
I know he'll probably be calling back shortly. But
oh my goodness.
That's a stumper there, I'm telling you. Who even thought about that question?
Well, I think I know. I think I got it. I think I know.
Yeah.
I think I know. That's just me, though.
Okay.
You ready for it?
We're ready for it.
Well, we're ready for it.
Tony, if I'm ready wrong, for let it. Me, Tony, if I'm wrong, let me know. But I believe it was Wilbert Wright.
No. I was going to say one of the Wright brothers. They didn't have that accent.
That's what I believe. That's what he said. It was Wilbert Wright.
Oh, could be. Back in the day.
Yeah, that was way.
The answer? Is that the answer?
That was the answer.
Oh, okay.
I guess he was a test. He was a test pilot back in them days.
It's a possibility.
I didn't know. I didn't know that.
So we
I didn't know that either.
Well, we're gonna go to break.
All right, let's take our break.
We're going to get a break. Don't go away. You listen to the Brian radio show.
And then we got Brian from Fort Lauderdale on the other side of the call.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with guide narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 844-762-1301. Spectrum, think forward.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge on treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Donate today at fightingblindness.org. A public service message.
Hi, Foundation I'm Fighting Gary, Blindness. And I'm a United States Navy CV veteran, and I'm blind. If you're a blinded veteran, we'd love to have you join our family at the BVA. That's the Blinded Veterans Association. Contact us at bva.org.